Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. On a sad day, Alan, with the news arriving that folk singer and activist Pete Seeger has died at the age of 94.
Well, David, this is a great loss for the entire world because he was a citizen of the world. He was the conscience of this country. He was never afraid to be up front in a march in Selma, Alabama, or as a friend of Dr. King, or as a man who took simple folk songs and made them into national treasures. He did all of that. And it is indescribable to me personally what he meant. He was a friend of this radio station unlike any we've ever had before. He's been responsible for unlimited amounts of support for this radio station. It was his radio station. He had it on in the house, and we truly love him. I mean, David, you were the producer of those wonderful Pete Seeger tapes, which have brought so much into this radio station. And when I talked to you this morning, I could hear the tears, and I know how we all feel it. We knew it was coming. We knew he was ill, and yet he kept on giving. He gave a concert for this radio station. He told our friend Laurie Wyatt, he said to him, I want to do something for WAMC. And that was literally months before he has now passed. He got up there. He had the guts to keep going. Will we ever forget the Weavers? Will we ever forget the man, his kindness to everybody, his love of children, and his dedication to standing out there in the cold in Beacon right there on Route 9 to say, bring him home, bring him home. So now Pete's gone home.
Well, you certainly have asked in many interviews about people's personal heroes, and I know that Pete was a personal hero of yours.
David, there's nobody who was more of a personal hero to me. And if I can keep it together now, all I can say is I think of all the others. Everybody had a Pete story. Everybody loved Pete. Pete was everybody's hero. You can talk to Happy Traum, or you can talk to any of the people who Pete influenced and touched each of us in a different way. To me, his kindness was unbelievable. When I went up there with you for the first taping, and I talked about what he meant in my life to him, and I think Toshi or he said, well, why haven't you been here before? I said, I just was scared. But there wasn't a day when I was growing up, after I was 14 years old, when I first met him at Buck's Rock Work Camp, there wasn't a day I didn't play a Pete Seeger record. Not a day. We used to rent it at the Donnell Library and bring it home and play it all night as I fell asleep. His guts and his decency and his willingness to re-examine every position that he had and that everybody else had, it was really extraordinary. There will never be another Pete. I mean, there will never be another Pete.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, keep on keeping on.